57. Stone was at his desk the following morning when Joan buzzed him.
FBI Deputy Director Carrie Smith to see you, she said.
All right, Stone sighed. Send him in, and you'd better get him some coffee, too. He stood up and waited for Carrie to enter his office, then shook his hand and sat him down. Good to see you, Carrie. What brings you to New York?
Was that supposed to be funny? Carrie asked.
It was funny, Stone replied, to anybody but a DD of the Bureau. I'm going to see Dino at the hospital, but first, I want to know what happened, and I'm sure you know.
You didn't read the Times this morning?
Wasn't much in the Times.
Well, it was right at their deadline, I guess. The Post will have a fuller account this afternoon.
It won't have what I want to know.
You mean you want to know why Dino didn't call the Bureau before he met Shelley?
A good place to start, Carrie said.
Joan brought in a small tray with a china coffee pot and a mug and set it on the coffee table, then left.
He didn't call your people because they'd have had big black vans with flashing lights in the street and a SWAT team in the Carlisle lobby.
Oh, come on. You know that's true. The Bureau is incapable of doing anything small, even when the situation demands it. Also, Shelley probably knew three-quarters of the New York field office by sight.
You have a point there, Carrie admitted. Dino was smart enough to take only two detectives with him, both of them women.
I heard, and it was smart. I'll give Dino that.
That's mighty white of you.
I saw photos of Shelley's body. She was unrecognizable. Nose job, hair color, lots of new dental work. I swear I wouldn't have known her if I had been there, and I spent a couple of years in bed with her.
Nobody ever said Shelley was stupid, Stone said.
She was smart as a whip, and if she hadn't been a woman, she'd have been in my job, and I in hers.
I expect that's what made her so hard to nail, Stone said.
I think her weakness was Dino.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
The whole time we were in D.C. last year, she spent every night with Dino.
Well, of course she was crazy, or she couldn't have done what she did.
You mean Dino?
I mean half a dozen murders.
I'm sure the Bureau shrinks have had a wonderful time trying to figure that out.
You should see the reports. You can't see the forest for the psychobabble.
Yeah, I've read a few of those.
Tell me about the DiCarlo girl.
For a start, you'd better not call her a girl around Dino, or around her, for that matter.
I guess not. She's probably a lot like a young Shelley, Stone said.
Is Dino putting her in for Medal of Honor?
That would be a little over the top, but my guess is he'll get her the police combat cross, because it fits her conduct, and he'll probably get her kicked up to detective second class. Dino won't sign the orders himself, but he knows whose shell-like ear to whisper into.
I expect he does. My advice to you, Carrie, is when you see Dino, don't bring up your field officer's non-involvement, and I wouldn't mention it to anybody else in the department either.
I suppose that would be resented.
All the way up to the commissioner. If you can't see Dino without avoiding that, then don't see him at all. Just write him a nice note on your best stationery and copy the commissioner.
I'll do both, Carrie said.
Now, tell me what happened in that bar.
The girls went in first and established themselves at the bar. Dino came in a few minutes later and looked at every face in the room. He didn't spot her.
I can understand why.
Shelley must have felt comfortable with the situation because she got up and started toward Dino. Something startled her, nobody knows what, and she started shooting, hit Dino with her first round. By that time, Viv DiCarlo was on her feet and firing, put one into her chest and knocked her backward. Shelley played possum for a few seconds and then tried to shoot again, so Viv fired a second time. Both her shots were expert quality. Then it was over, except to transport Dino and take witness statements. There'll be a hearing on the shooting, and if the Bureau is asked to send somebody, you might have a word with him about not making an ass of himself. Everybody on the panel will be NYPD, except somebody from the Civilian Review Board.
I guess we can live with that, Kerry said. I'll have a word with the director about it. Maybe I'll testify myself, since I was Shelley's immediate superior.
That would be the graceful thing to do, Stone said.
Can I buy you dinner tonight?
I'm seeing a lady who is taking up all of my evenings, but next time you're in town, Dino and I will feed you.
Deal, Kerry said, standing up. Let me thank your girl for the coffee.
Watch it, Kerry.
Sorry.
He excused himself and left. Joan came in.
He was very nice, she said. Thanked me for the coffee.
He wasn't all that nice. He called you a girl.
Joan batted her eyes. The man's a regular knight in shining armor.